the opposition and other enemies of the government, they are now coming up with something, with some strategies that can entail the international community to fight the Zimbabwean government directly, seeing that on the election front they cannot achieve a regime change. So these abductions are being used by opposition leaders to ensure that the government has a bad image, government is seen as torturing its citizens and breaking international law. And they hope that this will trigger international powers or foreign powers like the U.S. And other hostile countries into not only imposing more sanctions, but also deciding on a military intervention against Zimbabwe. And they are entertaining these hopes, hoping that one day there will be a military intervention by foreign countries in Zimbabwe, something which we know is never going to happen.
Why are you saying that these are fake abductions? And when did this start? You know, we think that maybe you have to justify that.
These fake abductions, they started, of course, were with the comedians. Those, I don't remember their names. We come to the doctors, that Magombe as well. They were all those stories. And they continue now with an MDC MP. Saying they've been abducted. What these people are doing is that they are faking these abductions. They do their demonstrations, of course, in a very dangerous situation of the COVID-19. So they do that. They take themselves around in the countryside. They put bruises on their bodies, and then start alleging that they've been abducted by the government, so that the government has a bad image and is criticized by international players. So this is something that is now well known. If there were some people, they were going to stop this and cooperate with the government in parliament.
But how come these people are so injured? You know, they are traumatized and all those kind of things. So can we say they are really faking?
There is rivalry in their party. Haven't you seen that Montora is taking a huge chunk of their membership? Chamisa has also some support. Montora, that Muzuri has some support. That Tokozani Kupe has some support. They are fighting each other.
But we see that the government has not even arrested some people who actually abducted Makombe. And we've got an issue of Itai Tamara and all these kind of people. Do you think that they're abducting themselves, really, Deputy Minister?
Let's ask the same question. Was Magombe abducted? We are not convinced by his story. He was someone who was looking for... He wanted to be someone who paid his salary increases and so on. This is a very, very long history. That is a long trick that must be put aside.
But people are saying the government has got some... You know, something in it, because why are they not arresting anybody?
Some of these people are coming here to fake abductions, and so they go through our porous borders. You can never abduct, you can never arrest anyone. And even those people, the same people who are alleged to have been abducted, are the same people who conceal information about people who then, because these are people who are helping them to raise their names, to put their names on the international market, to say that these are people who are fighting for human rights in Zimbabwe. Do you think Joanna Mamombe would want someone to disturb what she is trying to do now? She is trying to win some international accolades of human rights and activism, just like all others who have been given those fake certificates and money to as a thank you for tarnishing the government.
But some people are saying investigate, and then they would get it from there if ever anybody is arrested. So they are saying maybe there's going to be effective.
Police have been investigating, but what we are saying is that these are people coming from their own ranks. And these people who are saying they've been abducted, they are actually faking those abductions. So if someone is faked an abduction, do you think there is going to be an arrest? Who are you going to arrest if the same person who is said to have been abducted, it's the same person who is faking the abduction. If you check on them, if you put them before a doctor, they will tell you that these people were not tortured. These people are actually with good faces, they are smiling, but they only cry when it comes to the camera. to portray a bad image against the government.
Is that possible, Deputy Minister?
Very, very much possible. If there are, these are comedians, I'm telling you. These are comedians who are trying to create a bad image against the government and trying to remove a constitutionally elected government through hook and crook. This is a clear duplicity, which they are doing.